I wonder how poor Billy Corgan's head would go in this blazing sun. I hope he's got a hat on. Billy Corgan, the Smashing Pumpkins on Triple M. Talking Heads here in a tick as we continue with the greatest hits. Hope you're well. It's Cliff on Triple M. Let's talk technology. Trevor Long from EFTM.com. How are you, buddy?
Very well.
It's good. Mate, I'm perturbed. I was really upset this morning. I worked out that I lost a follower from my Instagram overnight.
I don't know
if it was me. I don't know if it was them.
It was definitely something you said, just so you know.
I don't know. I mean, you know, but I don't want to break up under those circumstances, Trev. You know, so I'm trying to find them.
It's more of a forced separation than a breakup.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you know, I think you should stop work. I think you should turn over every stone and find them and make up with them.
Yeah, well, I'm putting the word out now. If you know who that person was who left my Instagram, get them to contact me because they can buy me lunch and then I'll have them back again. How stupid. There's a story that I mentioned to some of the folks here at work and they went, that's never gonna pan out. A butchery in Bakery that is 24/7, no staff. Now, I know you've had a chat to Jacob Walkie. Tell me the story.
Very cool. He's a young man. He runs a farm in regional New South Wales on the border with Victoria. In fact, here's the strange thing. He doesn't actually own the land. He leases it from other farmholders because he says it's cheaper to get access to the land. Anyway, that's a side story. He runs cattle, sheep, everything. And he was struggling to get enough, essentially, butchery work to actually make money off his cattle. So he thought, well, I'll buy a butchery. And then he did the numbers and he went, well, It just doesn't make sense with staff costs out the front, you know, selling the gear. It's just hard to justify. So what he does, he ships the animals into town, into the bakery, and the butchery, and that he has butchers that do the carving. They sort the meat into packets and things, but then it just sits in fridges behind a locked door. And to buy it, you just have to be a member of the Walkie Farm, and you just get a PIN code. You type it into the door. You go inside. And it's open 24/7. You go in at 2 a.m. and get a porterhouse steak, if you like.
Oh.
And you put in a PIN code, walk in, grab what you want from the fridge, scan it with a barcode on an app, pay, walk out. There's no staff. There's no cash. There's no nothing. And he's never had theft. He's got no theft, no shrinkage of the stock. It's all good. And the reason he puts down to the lack of theft is, A, it's a small community, but, B, to join the club, which is free, you have to come and do a tour of his farm.
Ah.
You have to come and hear from him about his philosophies around farming and why they put the effort into the farm the way they do, and you have to shake his hand. So who's stealing from someone you've shook their hand off?
Exactly. Do you think that this might be a precedent? You know, because changing times, shopping changes, people have hours that are different too. Do you reckon it might extend?
I think it's genius. Amazon have a thing called Amazon Go in some cities in the US, which is like a convenience store with no staff. You just walk in, scan your barcode, and then grab what you want and walk out. And it has cameras that detect what you grab. You don't even scan the barcodes of the items. You just kind of log into the store and it tracks you around with cameras and works out what you picked out of the shelves. Now, that's a very expensive process. This guy's spent a bit of money on this technology, obviously, for him, but it's broadly simple. It could easily work in a lot of places, but I don't see it, for example, working in the city. I see it working in regional areas where people are keen to support the local business and understand that the only way they can get local produce is to run through this kind of life-size vending machine. Great idea, not for everyone, but a great way for this guy to go paddock to plate.
Well done. Samsung have got the smartphones for 2023. They're going to be first out of the block, an event next week. Do you know anything? Have they released any sort of teasers at all?
We know all the speculation in the world. It'll be an S23. That'll be the name. And they did announce a 200 megapixel camera sensor.
Wow.
So I assume that announcement means that sensor is going to be in the new phone. So strange kind of timing coordination. But we'll know next Thursday morning. Galaxy S23 will be the first out of the block from the, you know, big name smartphones. And I think, again, camera is going to be the feature that people buy on, and also the feature that they put billboards up about. You know, Samsung, 200 megapixels, Apple, 48. They're going to make it seem like they've got a better camera, just on numbers.
Gee, they're big numbers too for your photos. 200 megapixels, that is going to be very, very clear.
It's not the size of the megapixel, it's what you do with it, mate.
I think I might put that in the promo. Yeah, I think I will.
It's actually quite true. Photographers will know, so you run that how you like. But actually, that's the challenge. It might not mean a better photo.
Oh, well, I've got my, what is this? This is the 22. I love it. I take lots of photos with it. And in fact, if anyone wants to buy my Canon SLR, I'm not using it.
Big call.
Yeah, call me. Honestly, I don't use it anymore. I've hardly used it at all.
He'll track you down.
Oh, look, don't bring that up again, Trev. That's very hurtful for me. I was just moving along.
I'm logging in right now to unfollow you just so you see the numbers go down.
Crushed. Thank you, my friend. We'll look for these stories on EFTM.com and we'll check it out again next week. I'll let you know if that person comes back again.
Yeah, I'll look forward to hearing from them.
Thank you.
If you unfollow Cliff, follow me instead.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, he's a nice fella. Take care, buddy. Trev's back next week on Triple M.